From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he will speak by telephone with Chinese President Xi Jinping about what he called the very dangerous situation with North Korea.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades, actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
Mr. Trump also repeated his earlier warnings to North Korea against threats or actions toward the United States. President's warnings came hours after China said it would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. U.S. stock market posted gains, a change in direction after several down days amid tensions between President Trump and North Korea. Investors have reasons for concern, according to Rajiv Biswas, Asia-Pacific chief economist at IHS Market. He says the economic consequences of even a conventional conflict would likely be horrific and devastate the South Korean economy, hurting that nation's trading partners, particularly Japan. Biswas also told VOA the possibility that North Korea could actually use nuclear weapons is, in his words, a nightmare, but still a low probability scenario. It is official now. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected. He defeated opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Shortly after, Kenyatta and his vice president, William Ruto, adopted a conciliatory approach to the opposition. This is VOA News.